In this bulletin, another COVID death in New South Wales and 452 new cases. US President Joe Biden defends the decision to withdraw from Afghanistan. And in sport, a high-profile rugby league player in an induced coma due to a throat injury. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. New South Wales has recorded 452 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and one additional death. The victim is an unvaccinated woman in her late 70s. 129 of the cases are linked to known outbreaks, and at least 50 were infectious in the community. The majority of the new cases are being detected in southwest and western Sydney. Premier Gladys Berejiklian is urging people in seven suburbs to be especially careful.
Blacktown, Seven Hills, Merrylands, Guildford, Auburn, Bankstown and Greenacre. In regional New South Wales, western New South Wales remains of enormous concern around West Dubbo, Walgett and also in Bourke. And of course, there are extra supports being sent to Western New South Wales to make sure we get on top of the cases there.
Victoria has recorded 24 new locally acquired cases. Of the 24 new infections, 21 are linked to known outbreaks and 14 have been in isolation throughout their infectious period. There are three mystery cases. Queensland has one new case of COVID-19. It's linked to the Indooroopilly cluster and that person had been in quarantine at home. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has announced the state's recently cancelled Eka Festival will be rescheduled. Queensland's largest annual festival will now be held on the 29th of October.
So if you're at home and you're thinking about taking the family away, holiday locally and come and support the Gold Coast. The Gold Coast is doing it tough, as are our tourism spots right across Queensland. And in Queensland, we want to try to continue to support our small businesses, our hospitality industry. I know that Gold Coast Tourism will be offering some fantastic deals to entice people down here. And of course, we're very lucky to live in paradise.
US President Joe Biden has defended the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan a day after Taliban militants seized control of the country. He says the United States military operation was never about nation building and claims the Afghan government failed to take his advice to negotiate a political settlement with the Taliban. Mr. Biden also admitted that the situation unfolded faster than anticipated, but says he stands by the decision.
I stand squarely behind my decision. After 20 years, I've learned the hard way that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces. That's why we're still there. The truth is, this did unfold more quickly than we had anticipated. So what's happened? Afghanistan political leaders gave up and fled the country. The Afghan military collapsed, sometime without trying to fight.
The former United Nations Secretary General and architect of the Paris Climate Agreement says Australia's climate targets are insufficient. In an address to an online climate summit, Ban Ki-moon called on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to shift the federal government's focus and aim to at least halve emissions this decade.
The world is looking to Australia to take its place amongst the international community and lift is a national ambition on climate. Without decisive action to reduce emissions, escalating climate change will increase the frequency and intensity of disasters. Australia is well placed to be a global renewable energy leader.
In rugby league, Cronulla Sharks player Andrew Fifita has been placed in an induced coma in a Brisbane intensive care unit after suffering a throat fracture on Sunday. The forward is in a stable condition after being rushed to hospital shortly after the Sharks lost to Newcastle in Redcliffe. Fifita has suffered severe swelling of the larynx, which is affecting his breathing, prompting doctors to sedate him before he undergoes surgery. And now today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 23 degrees. Adelaide, a possible shower, 15. Melbourne, a shower or two, 14. Hobart, cloudy, 12 degrees. Canberra, morning frost and partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Sydney, much the same, 19 degrees. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 20. Brisbane, sunny and 23. Cairns, a possible shower, 27. And Darwin, sunny and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.